Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're in deep trouble. Incredibly ruthless swindlers that make Madoff look like an angel are in control. They've got our military under their control. Strike anywhere on the earth in an hour. Missiles. Drudge is top link to our article. We'll talk about it after the break with Gerald. Sprint launches soon to be mandatory emergency alert messages. They're taking over the computers, the phones, Jumbotron, tattletale screens. The crooks are going to use the threat of terrorism to clamp down. Gerald's with us in this segment, the next. Very gracious to spend time with us. We'll also tell you in the next segment how you can subscribe to his amazing Trends Journal. And he did predict they'd start grabbing people's accounts and things. This was him just getting gold and had his money in an account to buy it, and they stole that. He was getting the physical gold. So let me tell you, this has pushed my timetable forward. Gerald, you got cut off by the break. This is a short segment. Aaron Dykes is up there in the command chair at InfoWars headquarters in Austin. I'm here in Arizona reporting on the globalist takeover. They're preparing to take over the public lands and receivership, just like Greece. So, Aaron, you pop in anytime. Gerald, please continue with the point you were trying to make as we went to break. And then I want to ask you the question after the break, when the full audience is tuned in. Some stations don't carry this segment. What are you going to do individually against these people that took your money? Gerald Celente.
All right. First of all, finishing what I was saying, is bigger than MF Global. It's a takeover in every way. Look, Alex, those of us that are old enough to remember, and I think about this whole generations, two generations have no idea what this country used to be like. People could open up a hardware store. You didn't have to go to work as a clerk for Lowe's or Home Depot. You could have your own store. People used to open up their own pharmacies, their drug stores with soda fountains in them. I was a soda jerk during the end of that era. You didn't have to work as a clerk to CVS, a Walmart, a Rite Aid. People used to be able to open up their own mom and shop stores, clothing stores for men and women. You didn't have to go to Walmart, which controls 10% of the action, and be a clerk for them. People in this country used to be able to start their own businesses and be their own entrepreneurs. And now what they've done, they've taken over virtually every industry in this country. Under Clinton with the broadcasting, putting in the power of the hands of a few. Clear Channel. You know, give me a break, Clear Channel. Clear ripoff. One after another. They've deregulated this country. Laws that were put in place at the turn of the other century to stop the robber barons from robbing us. So what I'm saying is, the MF Global is only part of a much bigger picture. So you ask me, what can we do? There's only one thing I believe, a couple of things we could do, but one of them is break the chains. All you cops out there that keep eating donuts, and you have pension plans, and you have these wonderful retirement plans, you want to see your money when you retire? Guess what? You're not going to get it. Because it's going to go under, most likely, like mine did. So instead of going to Dunkin' Donuts, go to your local coffee shop. What people need to understand, Alex, is that these huge companies, and the MF Global is the perfect example, are so leveraged that you take away a little bit, like $700 million, to the entire CME group, and you start seeing the whole thing collapse. The whole thing begins to collapse. All you need to do is, everybody, if you do your share and stop supporting the chains, we could bring this country back to an entrepreneurial country. Another thing, I keep hearing it all the time. You know, they blame labor for everything. You want everyday low prices? You have everyday low quality with everyday low quality jobs.
You got it. Stay there, Gerald. Got to go break. Sorry to interrupt. We'll be right back. Stay with us. TrendsResearch.com.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
There's a man named Pharmacist Ben Fuchs who is anything but your typical pharmacist. Ben says prescription drugs should be the last resort, not the first resort to fix personal health problems. Hardly a tool for the pharmaceutical companies, Ben says you can live a long and healthy life with proper lifestyle and natural supplementation, and that prescription medications are toxic and typically cause many more problems than they fix or prevent. He's been a guest on the Alex Jones Show a number of times, and he's always a hit. You can hear and talk to Pharmacist Ben on his own daily GCN show, The Bright Side, which airs live each weekday on GCN at 10 a.m. Central just before Alex's show. You can also hear and meet Pharmacist Ben at a free lecture coming up Tuesday, November 8th, starting at 7 p.m. in Santa Cruz, California. If you can possibly be there, you should. Ben Fuchs is one of the most compelling speakers you will ever hear. The event is free, but the sponsors, InfoWars Team and KSCO News Talk AM 1080, ask that you register at KSCO.com website. Go to KSCO.com and reserve your seats now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here reporting from Arizona. I'm traveling across the Southwest, filing video reports at InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to have a bunch of video tonight of some of the police state activity we've witnessed, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. Of course, Gerald Celente is with us for the rest of this segment, TrendsResearch.com. He heads up the Trends Research Institute, and he really helped break the dam on the cover-up 3 days ago of the fact that MF Global was keeping people's money. That was not in the news, really, until then. Now it's admitted, but the media's like, well, the CFTC did say this was illegal, but no one's going to get in trouble. It's a new system. We take your money out of your own personal account. That was illegal before, but now it's a new system. We've got to do this, the Wall Street Journal says, to save things. And Bloomberg Radio, CNBC, TV, that I've heard them all say over and over again, well, we got to get rid of freedom in Europe. That'll fix the system. If you take everything and raise taxes and cut benefits, that will prop up the world system. It's the banksters that destroyed the world system. And they're using this, they're riding this tiger as they destroy the system to gain all the power. Now, Gerald Celente is our guest. We're also top-linked on Drudge, drudgereport.com. Sprint launches soon-to-be-mandatory emergency alert messages. Again, I've seen them activating all the stuff now that they've been getting ready for martial law for decades. That's how I've been able to come on air in the last few years and say, we're getting close. This is going to happen next. They're going to call it a technocracy. Remember that ad I cut 3 months ago saying a global banking technocracy? What does all the news say? Thank God the technocrats are going to save us. Technocrat is an authoritarian system, meaning a faceless technological bureaucrat. It's like, you know, calling Hitler a fascist. Well, this is a form of fascist, creepy behind the scenes, not ostentatious, but little, you know, like a bed bug that creeps out at 3 a.m. and sucks your blood. This is not a big frontal assault like Hitler, Stalin, Mao. Okay, this is a creeping, sneaky attack. And Gerald Celente is our guest. After he leaves us coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to go to your phone calls with Aaron Dykes and then file my report here on air next hour dealing with the UN takeover. Gerald, it's all coming true, as you said. Because you're a guy who never plugs himself. How do people get your incredible weekly trends blast? I know a lot's on the website. How do they also get the big quarterly report that is so in-depth that you really craft and polish like a sculptor with such precision? How do they find out more?
Thank you. Trendsjournal.com. And again, I want to say, Alex, that we do our best to make the Trends Journal available to everyone. So we know people are having a difficult time out there, believe me. And so we have a discount request form. If you can't afford the full price and you're having problems, just fill out the form. Nothing in-depth or personal. And we will do our very best to make sure that you get it, because it's very important that people prepare for what was coming ahead. And if you can't see what's going to come ahead, if you're going to be blinded by the news and you're not prepared for it, you better be, because the worst is yet to come. We are about to enter the winter of discontent. And I have one thing to say, Alex. Stop using the word bankers. I don't believe it's appropriate. They're loan sharks. The loan sharks are in control.
Yes.
That's all they are. And by the way, that other word that they use, commodities brokers, stock brokers, the reason they call them brokers is because you're broker than you were before you started. That's what they are. They're brokers. They'll break you down. They'll steal your money. Look at all the trillions that were lost when the panic of 08 struck. Look at all the people that lost their pensions. Look at all the people that lost their retirement and savings. Their money in those legacy stocks that would never go down.
And none of them went to jail. Happens? Only Madoff, and as Madoff said from prison, he did what is standard procedure by the big boys. He was the founder of the NASDAQ. How fast do you see this degenerating? And I know you're not somebody to be pushed around, Gerald. You're a serious guy. What are you personally, you may not want to disclose it, but what are you planning to do against these crooks who now have just said, nah, we're taking your money?
You know, I'm doing what I can, but you're fighting against, you know, the system is so rigged that you can't get in there. So what I'm doing is I'm exposing the crooks. I'm exposing the cons and the frauds. And please put up that video that you had. I forget the fellow who did the piece on it last night who posted it. He did an excellent job in revealing it. About the CME group and they're either, as I said, it's either a lie, a con, or a fraud. They said they were going to guarantee it up to $100 billion. So what my work is, as yours is to keep exposing it, and we could change the system.
Are we talking about Rob Dude?
Everyone else speaks
sure.
up.
Sure. Well, let's get more into that and then get Aaron's take on this. But, Gerald, are you talking about the nightly news last night hosted by Rob Dew?
Yes, but not that. Rob did a great job. But whoever posted the piece on there, that what we broke about the CME group's Duffy, Terrence Duffy, saying that no one lost a penny with CME group, and that the CME group, which is the exchange, like the New York Stock Exchange, the Commodities and Derivatives Exchange, they said they're backing this by $100 billion. So whoever posted that piece on your site, I forgot his name. He did a great job in it. Get
was
everyone.
Was it Paul Watson? Well, was it Patrick Henningsen?
No, another name.
Aaron Dykes. Kurt Nimmo.
Yes. That was
okay.
It. Kurt did it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Tell me the headline, and then after you leave us, We'll play that piece because I haven't seen it. I've been on the road. Why is this so bombshell? Break down for folks what you're talking about specifically.
I sent this piece to you specifically because it says I have a videotape of the head of the CME group, Terrence Duffy, saying that no one's ever lost a penny with the CME group in commodities exchange going back to the Depression, and that they are guaranteeing it to a tune of $100 billion. He said this at a press conference with Mayor Daley last year. They've gone, as I said, it's either a con, a lie, or a fraud.
Okay, so you're saying Kurt Nemo did an article with that video, and we need to get that out to people. We'll certainly cover that.
You know, and everyone should send it viral. Send it all to the media. It's the biggest breaking story out there. The
sure, Gerald.
Whole system is a fraud, and this proves it.
Gerald, do you remember the headline on that? And we'll repost it on the front page and make sure it gets emailed out. Or we'll call Nemo up here to the front office and find out what the headline is and put Nemo in studio. Because this is big. The fact that they're telling you, hey, this is 100% backed, 100% insured. But listen, they're already admitting the stock market's down hundreds of billions over this. They're already admitting that this is endangering the entire commodities future market derivatives even further. Why would they not pay the $700 million? This is incredible.
I don't believe they have it, just like Bernie didn't have it. If they have it, put it up, because they said they'd put up $100 billion. Here's the thing. Salenti CME discussed guarantee oversight on MF Global. And the show I did last night with Rob, we hit the points over and over. This needs to be brought out there. It's a Ponzi scheme. Why aren't they coming up with the money after Terrence Duffy said they would guarantee it to the tune of $100 billion, not $700 million?
All right, Aaron Dykes, I've raised a lot of points. Gerald's raised a lot of points. The last 4 minutes we have, or 3 minutes left with him. Any other questions or comments you got from Gerald? And Gerald, any other points you think need to be made here today?
Well, first of all, Alex, the article that Gerald is talking about, the headline is Salente CMA did not guarantee oversight in MF Global scandal. That was Kurt's very nice article from yesterday afternoon. We didn't get to cover it until the Overdrive segment on the radio show, but that's why we got Rob Dew covering it in depth on the nightly news last night. And he's right. It breaks down really what is a fraudulent promise to guarantee this money when clearly they're just running interference for the big boys.
And now the system's just trying to play stupid. I mean, listen, I'm not just saying this, folks. I've studied this. I've called a lot of stuff. And I agree with Gerald. I think this is going to end up probably completely blowing up. I've got to say 100 times the size of Madoff, because with Madoff, that was 60, 70 billion. With the CME group and all these other groups and MF Global and what it ties into, this ties into tens of trillions. Does it not in the entire global derivatives futures market, Gerald?
Yes, it does. They're talking a number in that videotape of 800 trillion or some number like that, some ridiculous number that they work with. I don't have it in front of me right now. I had it a second ago. Let me grab it. Hold on 1 second.
Well, I mean, they argue the numbers. They talk about 1.5 quadrillion, and they say this area is 800.
Yeah. Yeah, here I got it right here. This is that Terrence Duffy. He said, to do this, we hold more than $100 billion of collateral here. And each and every one of these contracts, which means facilitating the transfer of 800 trillion, $800 trillion of risk. He says it. It's on that video.
And they can't even give you $700 million. They can't even give 33,000 depositors their own personal accounts of $700 million. This shows about an empty, giant fraud. We're talking about thousands of quadrillions, trillion.
Just with
this company, and they can't even give Salente his couple hundred thousand.
That's what we're saying. It's a Ponzi scheme, or else come up with the money. I don't want to hear anything else. It's all hot air. And again, why isn't Bernie Madoff? Why isn't Corzine doing a perp walk? How come they haven't yanked his passport?
Unbelievable. Gerald, I want to thank you so much for your time. Promise us that coming up over the weekend and also on Monday that we can get updates from you. I really appreciate you spending so much time. And I think you're fighting back like nobody else. You're out there yelling and screaming because other people aren't prominent like you are who've been robbed. And you're certainly hurting their overall system. But they're such criminals, they just can't help doing what they're doing.
Well, there are other prominent people that have been robbed. But for some reason...
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, and we are live here. We have an hour and 24 minutes left. Bob Chapman is not going to be joining us today because I wasn't sure if I was going to be live today, so I didn't want to have him waiting in the wings. Would have been a good day to have him on the Financial News, but we'll see, Bob. next Friday, Lord willing. Aaron Dykes is riding shotgun, as he does when I'm out of town, in case there's any technical difficulties, but it's also great to always have Aaron's researched insight into things. I want to open the phones up now with the news we've covered. There's a lot of other news we haven't gotten to yet or any issue you want to raise. I'd love to hear from everybody. I want to take first-time callers in the first couple of rounds because the Genesis phone system only takes 6 calls. We probably should take it on our phone system. We can take 100 calls, but hint, hint, Genesis, let's add some more phone lines, but I tend to go to call slowly, so it doesn't really matter. But when you hear a caller hang up, that's your chance to join us on air. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I am going to hand over the rest of this segment and a little bit of the next to Aaron to cover a lot of the piles of news he's got and to break down his take on what Salente was just covering and the incredible draconian police state admitted takeover of the private banks of Europe and England without a vote. I knew this was coming, but man, it's something else to see it actually happening and to know what's coming next. Whew, the New World Order is not nice. All you people out there that made fun of us, I feel sorry for you. I told you the technocrats are getting ready to launch their global banking takeover 3 months ago with that ad you hear air. The technocratic elite are taking over. Now what do they call themselves? We are the technocrats. You will be absorbed. I'm going to throw it to Aaron Dykes for the rest of this segment, a little bit of the next. I'll then pop back in here in about 5 minutes after the break, and then we'll start going to your phone calls, and I'll try to also launch the phone system here. If you guys can send that to me maybe as a Skype link, or in the Skype link, maybe you can just put the callers there for me. My little technocrat is in here, and you know how bad I am with systems I haven't studied. All right, we'll be taking your calls again coming up, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Aaron Dykes, I'm handing the baton to you for the next 10 minutes or so.
Thanks, Alex. And it's true, the bankers are taking over, and there's layers of Homeland Security and other groups who prepare to deal with the backlash from the people. You see it now with the massive protests going on in Occupy and other areas, and they're prepared to deal with it in order to allow the bankers to fully take over and implement their new plan of rulership through strictly economic means as they bring down the economies, especially in the Western world. But I wanted to get into Steve Watson's amazing article here. Supreme Court blocks government plan to claim ownership of DNA. And it's a ruling in the Minnesota Supreme Court that the Department of Health is violating the law in storing, using, and disseminating newborn screening test results and newborn DNA. That's something Alex has covered for his entire span of being on air. Many people cast doubt on this, didn't believe it was going on. Now it's being more and more fully exposed. And Steve Watson writes that in a long-running case, the Supreme Court has ruled to limit the use of blood samples collected from newborns. The case has exposed the fact that there is an ongoing semi-covert movement by state and federal governments to claim ownership of every newborn baby's DNA for the purpose of genetic research without the consent of individuals. And they've essentially ruled that the Department of Health would have to have explicit consent to use and store the blood samples. Right now, it's kind of on an opt-out level within that state. But we know this is going on across the country. It's a big issue. And in 2003, the Citizens Council for Health Freedom, formerly known as the Citizens Council on Health Care, discovered that the Minnesota Department of Health had been indefinitely storing the blood of newborns since the mid-80s, using the samples for purposes beyond the state's newborn screening since 1997. And since 2008, health department officials have been seeking exemption for the so-called DNA warehouse. So there they are trying to get out of laws preventing them from collecting and using and sending out this DNA research to larger bodies. We know there's the Human Genome Project trying to map the entire background race development of the human species and the rest of it. They also use this research for background bioweapons, for vaccines, and all the rest of it. And do you really want to trust these unknown shadowy entities with that level of information? I think not. We've had a guest like Twyla Brace on before exposing this. In fact, she's part of that group, CCHF. Maybe it's time to get her back on. We'll look into that. We'll get more into other news on the other side. Alex is still with us, of course, and there's everything. There's the use of these emergency alert messages. You saw the takeover of television and radio communications. earlier this month, and the feds already announced they want to go to cell phones and internet platforms next. Now Sprint is going to be part of that. We'll get into that on the other side. Stay tuned. InfoWars.com. And tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, also a large smattering of the important...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Aaron Dykes. I'm riding shotgun with Alex. As he pointed out, he'll be back in just a few moments here. We're kind of running the Houston Command Center while Alex's Cape Canaveral is out on the road. Obviously great that he could spend some time with the family while bringing you breaking news. And we told you this was coming back when they were testing the emergency alert messages just a few weeks ago by taking over TV and radio, which was in some ways a failed attempt. It was bungled and garbled. There was a lot of noise. There were reports that different stations were layering it over with repeated audio or pop songs. And now Sprint has announced that it's going to be participating in mandatory emergency alert messages on cell phones. And it'll be an opt-in situation where you can download the program for existing phones. But new phones will apparently be equipped with a chip which allows the federal government to break in with emergency messages And you can bet there's surveillance technology there as well. It's something Alex has warned you about for years and years, and now it's going to happen. And they say the internet takeover is next. They warned a few weeks ago that they would be doing this, and now one of the major communications companies has begun this process. The others are in on it as well. When you only have a few companies, it's not really a free market situation where the companies can represent people and decide whether or not to participate in this kind of technology. So it's kind of a soft, mandatory situation. And going into the details, Paul Joseph Watson writes, and this is red-linked on Drudge right now, so a lot of people are going to be reading this. The telecommunication giant Sprint has announced the launch of its wireless emergency alerts program that will deliver messages from the federal government directly to millions of Americans. It's part of a system set to become mandatory on all new cell phones. And the wireless alerts allow the Federal Emergency Management Agency to accept and deliver warning messages to wireless networks from the President of the U.S., the National Weather Service, and other state and local emergency operation centers. Meanwhile, I find it very telling what a puppet position the presidency has become. This is kind of a small technicality here, or maybe not. Maybe it's a bigger thing. Obama uses AutoPen to keep government open. And they get into how Obama's overseas on his diplomatic trip to the Pacific Rim, where they're trying to finagle what they are calling the American Pacific Century, highlighting the importance of negotiating with China and trying to maintain military presence in that area. Meanwhile, he's signing legislation to keep government open on a debt bill using a copy of his signature and a mechanical device that is certainly controversial. And they get into how in the past they've had to fly legislation to far parts of the world for presidents like Reagan and Clinton to sign it. And they're saying what a waste of money that is. Therefore, under the George W. Bush administration, some of his lawyers, I don't know which ones, perhaps the same ones that said torture was okay, that using unnamed things on children's testicles was okay to get information. Some of those lawyers perhaps decided it was okay to use an auto pen to sign legislation. Now, Bush apparently never used it, but Obama has. He did it earlier this year, okaying an extension of the Patriot Act. Well, isn't that nice? So it's just a little technical thing in the Constitution that the president shall sign any bills that he approves, as the language stipulates. But now somehow a copy is good enough. And Alex has broken down how vestigial our formal government, as outlined under the Constitution, has become. It's not enough to buy out all the members of Congress and lobby them heavily and corrupt them through and through. It's not enough that the president really isn't the person at whom the buck stops. It's really always been his advisors, more and more elitists as the decades roll on, whether they're from the Council on Foreign Relations or someone else with nearly similar ideology, whether it's stuffing the administration with open looters and bankers like GE's Jeff Immelt, who's shipping jobs overseas, even as he's part of the supposed jobs plan, whether it's plans to bring in people like Eric Schmidt of Google to be commerce secretary, or the latest apparent crook, John Corzine of the MF Global scandal. He was apparently tapped to be the next treasury secretary. I mean, it's just totally a puppet position. You've known this for a long time. I mean, what is a president anyway? Given how much we've been hijacked by the national security state, how much we've been taken over by elitist interests, and what a fraud our whole electoral process has become. But at the same time, is this not another violation of the Constitution? Signing bills with a mechanical signature, perhaps that's something to debate and discuss, but it is in the news. Meanwhile, Washington's blog is discussing how the Occupy movement is protesting the same thing that the Founding Fathers protested in the Boston Tea Party. And what's more, the more recent incarnation of the Tea Party also started out essentially protesting the same time, the undue influence of big business in government. At the time of the Revolution in 1776 and the years preceding it, when it built up, the Founding Fathers were not happy in particular with the British East India Company, which had, you know, easy access to the markets and a virtual monopoly and a very cozy relationship with the British government. Of course, you know, the East India Tea Company was involved in so much, from the opium wars in China on down and all manner of looting and piracy. But at the same time, our founders did see the danger of this close and cozy relationship between authoritarian government and big business. And so Washington's blog gets all into that as to how the modern Tea Party and the modern Occupy movement were really fighting against very similar things, though they have been co-opted now and steered in diverse directions. Really, everyone sees what's going on, but then when you get down to the individual level, the details fray out and a lot of the meaning is lost. It's definitely significant that Egyptians are back in the streets protesting the military rule of their country. They put off the new elections and the new constitution. Now, 10 months after Mubarak has been ousted, people unhappy that the military has so far refused to give up power. But they say they're just trying to keep civil order and that they always wanted a civilian government to take hold. So we'll see how things develop there, but massive protests going on. A lot of people upset in the wake of that Arab Spring, which was instantly hailed as a great move for democracy and a new wave of change in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Muslim Brotherhood is being represented in Libya, and they are apparently going to be overseers in Syria, where there's quite a bit of tensions for war. Russia is blockading ships there now, kind of warning against taking military action there. And again, we know there is a hit list of countries, particularly in the Middle East and Central Asian region, countries in Africa as well, that are scheduled for military takeover sometime down the line. People like Wesley Clark have named that list. It does include Iran. It does include Syria. It included Libya, which they've taken over, and it certainly included Iraq, which they have also taken over, and other related countries as well. I think Lebanon on the list, if I'm not mistaken. Don't have that right in front of me. In political news, you've got this real suspicious attempted, what they're calling an attempted assassination plot. The man who fired gunshots at the White House, he's been questioned now. He's been arrested and faces life in jail. Meanwhile, was this some sort of staged event to buoy Obama's reelection chances? Was it a real attempt? And who was this guy anyway? There are articles on Infowars.com today about that. But frankly, it pales in comparison to the total economic takeover going on in particular in Europe, not only in Italy, where Bilderberg steering member technocrats have seized the government and plan to implement these austerity measures, but through this new mechanism that Merkel and Sarkozy are honchoing, which would totally take over countries, admittedly put them into receivership and run those countries into the ground if necessary. Meanwhile, siphoning off from general European taxpayers what they consider to be an unlimited pool of money as a backstop for these defaulting countries. They first said they wanted $1 trillion, then that wouldn't be enough, and that they wanted a, quote, unlimited financial bazooka of money under this new, totally new monetary vehicle that would sort of float above any remaining European sovereignty and threaten to jeopardize that directly. In fact, it's a total measure against sovereignty, and that's one of the things that makes it so dangerous. And you see Britain kind of posturing, and but you can see where they're not going to have a vote, most likely. They don't want a referendum. They want to move this through very quickly. Of course, they want to jam through these plans. But why shouldn't the people of Europe be able to have a vote, whether it's in Britain or any other country there? Ireland had a vote. They voted no in terms of joining the European Constitution. And they just held another vote until the people were finally duped into saying yes. That's the kind of thing going on in Europe where they're really strong-arming things. You've also got stories like this one out of The Guardian from 2 days ago, November 16th, and it regards the fake terror plots, paid informants, and the tactics of FBI entrapment questioned. And they have repeatedly been caught, really admittedly, entrapping so-called suspects of Al-Qaeda or other terrorist networks into taking action. Really, a lot of them are unrelated to any kind of fundamentalist networks. They don't have a background even in Islamic mentality. It's just street people who've been set up and duped into agreeing to take action by the FBI. In this particular case, and there's dozens of cases, we've gone through them as they've come in over the years. The underwear bomber, probably just one of many, where there was a clear setup. the World Trade Center in 1993 was an extremely clear setup. We have audio of one of the FBI informants explaining how they gave the bomb and showed them how to use it and substituted a dummy bomb for a real one in time for the bombing that killed four people, injured many more, and really sent a symbolic shock into New York that would later take hold with the September 11th attacks. Anyway, in this case, critics say the Bureau is running a sting operation across America, targeting vulnerable people by luring them into fake terror plots. David Williams did not have an easy life. He moved to Newburgh, a gritty, impoverished town on the banks of the Hudson, an hour or so north of New York, just 10 years old, for a young black American boy with a father in jail. Trouble was everywhere. He made bad choices. He had been in jail for dealing drugs. In 2007, he tried to go straight, but money was tight, and his brother, Lord, needed cash for a liver transplant. Go down the line to how the FBI duped him into agreeing to take part in an Islamic terror plot to blow up Jewish synagogues and shoot down military planes. And his aunt just couldn't believe the way he was duped into it, said she felt like she was in the Twilight Zone. Well, there's all kinds of news like that, and that is your war on terror for you. I know Alex is back on the line. Let's see what he wants to get into now.
Well, I'm going to take phone calls until the bottom of the next hour. Then I'll get into what I've been witnessing here on the road, Aaron. But that shake and bake operation where they always find a low IQ, desperate person from prison who they always force either into one of four or five different gangs, including the Muslim gangs. Then they recruit them out, and the FBI leads these groups. They don't infiltrate a group planning to blow something up. They create it, and it's all part of this backdrop for the general public. I want to go to the phone calls. My Skype text isn't working, so I'm having to hand write down the callers. So after we go to these five callers, Aaron, you just have the call system up there in front of you, and you'll, when I say let's go to a call, you'll announce who the caller is, and we'll do it that way. Noah in Oklahoma, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I've just been listening to you guys for just a little while, and I know this is a bit off topic of what you guys have been talking about, but I thought it might really interest you. My nephew takes the Game Informer, which is a magazine that is all about video games. I'm not into the video games, but he showed it to me, and he said he wanted me to read it, and the whole article was about a new game, Tom Clancy-based, Rainbow Six Patriots. And I thought, well, that sounds kind of interesting. And so I read the article, and they actually have in there the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the whole article is about can you fire on Americans? And, I mean, it's just such propaganda. It just made me sick. And I thought, well, I was listening to your show, and I said, well, these guys might like to hear this. And I just think—
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you. I know about the magazine Informer because I've seen it on newsstands. I'm going to send the crew to get that right now. And then they can cut in this evening the audio and video of you talking about it with myself. Then we can cut to the video of the actual game. You are the police. You're an anti-terrorism unit. You even shoot and kill cops if they get in your way here in the U.S. It's all about training you. Torture is cool. Shooting cops is cool if it's for the greater good. And, yes, you train to take on the Patriots, who are the bad people. They don't like the Federal Reserve. They don't like Goldman Sachs. They don't like the people taking old ladies' pension funds. They fight for the loving bankers who are taking on the evil Ron Paul-type Patriots. And, yes, 2 weeks ago, I was shown the trailer for it and from the Rainbow Six website. We're on the Brooklyn Bridge, and there's a guy who's got a bomb strapped to him by the Patriots, the evil Patriots, who have to be dealt with, of course. And so all these young people are watching this, simulating it, and then the cops are trying to kill the guy, but the bomb's going to go off. So the Special Forces people are shooting the U.S. cops to stop the greater damage of the bridge being blown up. And this is the situational ethics they teach. They teach this in law enforcement for at least 14 years I know of, that, you know, torture is cool, and a guy's going to release anthrax bombs. Do you torture his kids to make him answer questions? Do you save $10,000 by torturing his kid? Yes, you do. And they all fantasize about being Jack Bauer. And it's all total mind control. And, yes, most of the new point-and-shoot video games, you know, first-person shooter games now, have always been about killing mutated humans. It's all about simulated murder, seeing fellow humans as scum. The show Cops is always about showing white trash and scum. The cops are always the good guys. The citizens are the bad guys, the scum. And yes, it's all now in Rainbow Six about murdering the evil patriots. But then in real world, we have the training manuals, gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, libertarians. Those are the enemies. So tell me again the name of the magazine and what issue it is. I'll send folks over to the local Barnes & Noble because that's where the guys are going to find it, or HEB or wherever. And then we can do a report on it tonight, or we can do one next week. But this is the type of stuff that they teach in these, and it's literally hundreds of games now. So it's and I can confirm what you're saying. I meant to get to this 2 weeks ago. I didn't know that they were glorifying the Southern Poverty Law Center as our new commissar commander, saying, you have what it takes to take on the American people. They've been saying this was coming. They were kooks for it, but now they're right. And, yes, we're coming for them. So Aaron's going to write down the name of this. What's the name of the magazine again?
Game Informer. And something else about that, when you read the article, when they quote the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're talking about how many more militias have been formed since 2000. Oh, I can't remember what it was. But the whole, I mean, it's just unbelievable, the propaganda in there. And these are for children. Supposed to be for children is what gets me. And they are basically going to have these children. The next generation will be the ones that will be firing on America.
Of course, sir, let me stop you. I'm going to break this down. Come back. Give us the issue, the name of the article on the other side. We're going to do a report on this. But they are training Explorer Scouts nationwide to kill conservatives and libertarians. New York Times admits it. They say it's wonderful.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah.
social engineering and literally more than 20 video games that I have personally viewed. Because on YouTube over the years, and even before that, they take screenshots of it, of the video, and put it online. The main enemy is malicious. The main enemy is gun owners. The main enemy is anti-New World Order forces. And of course, the militias always engage in atrocities and are terrorists and evil. And yes, it's totally disgusting. These video games for adults that don't know, and of course a lot of adults don't even have lives, they just play video games. It's very sad. I'm not saying playing some isn't okay, but the point is it's a bunch of brainwashing. Be aware of it. The main enemy is conservative, libertarian, returning veterans. Then in the real world, and I want to do a piece about this, in the real world you have the New York Times and other publications where in the first paragraph of the article it says the Explorer Scouts trained to take on the disgruntled Iraq vet. They take him out and kill him. And then you learn Explorer Scouts across the country, people laugh, oh, those are 14-year-old kids. Really, this program has been going on for 5 years. They're now 19. Have been simulating the killing of patriots. I remember talking to the ROTC out of the major university in San Antonio. And I was at the documents a decade ago. And then when I covered it, other people sent me info. You know who the ROTC trains to take on in every major university in the U.S.? They do warfare simulation drills against conservative, libertarian, constitutional, militias. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, comes in like literal Russians that have taken over in Red Dawn and walk around to the local sympathizers going, these are the enemies of our system. They are the, and sometimes they even say, you are part of a new world order. And they just sit there. I mean, this is so creepy and traitorous. We're living like in a movie, but it's really happening. Everything we've talked about is unfolding. Of course, they're selling 10, 15, 20, sometimes 50 million of these video games. They're making billions off some video game franchises. They're bigger than movies now. You know, they're $50 to upwards of $100 for these, and the people are buying them, and they simulate all day torturing, murdering, killing militias, killing American gun owners, and these kids are fantasizing. And then they go and fly real drones. They go out and join the real military. And that's why cops freak out. Now, I want to go back to Noah from Oklahoma. And we got to hurry through Jason, Esther, Matt, Celterra, and others that are holding. But briefly, give us the issue. I would imagine it's the new one or the last one so that we can go out and buy it and actually show folks the magazine article. This is big breaking news. And, folks, we know what breaking news is, just like our article. It's top linked on Drudge right now, dealing with the EAS alerts over your phones. Sounding announced. We told you it was coming. Just briefly, sir, tell me what's in the article. You've read it. Tell me the date and name of the article if you have it in front of you.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sorry about that, but I read the thing, and I didn't even look at the issue, but I know it's the latest issue because it comes out before it comes on the newsstand because he gets it in the mail. So I'm sure it's probably December, January. It's got to be at least December or January, probably January because it come out a month beforehand or maybe sometimes 2 months, but it's the latest one.
We can do a search on it. I'll guarantee you somebody's already written about it. A lot of times they're top articles online. And again, that's Game Informer. I see that magazine everywhere. It's got like a gray top. Usually has like an image of a video game, some simulated, you know, life going on. It's really Matrix insertion gear, Matrix insertion training gear, training wheels for total insertion into the false reality of the slave grid. But any other points you want to make about it?
Yes, on the cover it shows three of the, you know, these so-called good guys in their militarized gear, and they're looking down from the top of a building, and it shows off in the distance one of the buildings on fire, like, oh my goodness, you know, you everybody should be scared out of the quiz because there might be a militia around the corner, you know. And what just got me,
well, stay there, we're gonna come back again, have you finish. Nobody's more evil than those evil Americans.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.